You wearing sweatpants?
I don't know what you're talking about. They're the only things that fit me right now.
Oh my god. That's hilarious. Really?
It's the 51st.
Oh, oh yes.
Fail.
51st episode of the Elite Company Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
Kevin's wearing sweatpants right now because they're the only things that fit him.
Yep.
A la Mean Girls.
Yes.
Because Kevin's gained like 25 pounds.
I have.
And his... So we were doing like major laundry the other day, and we, out of the hamper, he was like, oh shit, these pants, you know, like you find something you haven't worn in a while. And he's like, yeah, I'm gonna, he's like, these ones fit me so well. They were a little big, so they'll fit my thighs because his thighs have gotten big and muscly. And so he puts it on. He can't even like get it over his thigh. Oh, he's like, it was like such a girl moment. And I was like, you finally experienced.
She lay down on the bed.
No, I told him to. I go, why don't you lay down? And he's like, it's not like that. And I'm like, it is. You need to lay down.
Now. Not to the thighs.
But you couldn't get around your waist either.
It was miles away from my waist. So.
And then he was just like, oh.
Welcome.
And then I was like, yeah, you gotta go to the store and pick out pants that like fit your legs, and then they'll tailor it to the rest of your body. And he's like, they do that? And I was like, yeah, that's what females do. Like, if you want to. You size for the biggest place, and yeah, then you get everything taken in.
Yeah, they do that at Nordstrom. Or the Uniqlo, if you spend more than $20 on pants, they tailor them for free.
$20?
That's it?
Because when I bought my thermal pants for work, they're like, you want these tailored? And I was kind of like, what? Yeah, because they were like $22.
Wait, $20
bucks
on a pair of pants?
Yeah.
Or just $20 overall?
On pants.
I had a pair of pants, yeah.
Okay.
I think they have to be like $20 pants, but
so
I don't
like
know. You probably negotiate.
They're like, here's the $20 rack. One design.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you know, now that you're going to be worried about that.
Yeah, you should look into it.
Yeah.
Or lay on the bed next time.
It's not going to work.
Like all the pants he puts
stretchy
on.
Stretchy skinny jeans.
Yeah, he needs like stretch pants. You need leggings.
Yeah. All right.
Kevin also discovered the power of leggings recently.
For men?
Well, he has Under Armour.
Yeah.
And yeah, he used to wear them. Did you run in them or
snowboard?
Bike in them? Oh, you used to snowboard in
them? Or are they the thermal ones?
Right. Yeah.
Because I have those Columbia ones with that silver stuff on the inside. Mm.
Oh, yours are fancier.
They are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Mine's
his
just
are just the
Under
Armour
cold climate ones.
Yeah, because I need oof.
So he started working out in them when we go to the gym.
Yeah.
And then he
feeling
like,
the power.
And then he'd be like, done working out. And he's like, I just want to hang out in these pants. And he's like, they're so stretchy.
That's a girl thing. We hang out in our workout clothes all day.
Yeah.
Or never work out, but are wearing them. Yeah.
It's comfortable.
Wow, it is.
It is.
But you look like you either came from the gym or are going to the gym, so no one's kind of like, oh, stretch pants, what's up with that? They're kind of like, oh, she's on it.
Out.
She's on it.
Look at her go with her Starbucks venti frappuccino.
Yeah, she's part of it, right? There you go.
Oh, guys, I have to talk about something really fast.
Oh, snap.
Today's tip now.
Penishelmet.com is still available. I'm pretty pissed that no one's bought it.
I thought you were gonna buy it. It's $10 and 14 cents.
No, because remember,
right?
I think I said something last week. Like, I want someone to buy it. Didn't I say that?
Then what?
I don't know, but I want someone to do something with it. Come on, forward it to someone else and be like, I know you're interested in penises and helmets, so why don't you buy a penis helmet?
Sure, entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah,
come on.
Should just buy it and direct it to illegals.
Yeah, why not? You can always do that.
I don't know. I looked it up today, and it was still available, and I was like, guys, I don't know why I'm surprised that's available. Like, it's not like a term that people use. I don't know why.
It's
two
words that don't normally go together.
I know, but anything.com to me is, like, unavailable.
Well, it's kind of like the email thing. Every email now,
yeah,
it's like you have to add, like, 15 numbers to it.
So when these two words were available, I was like, oh, what? I feel like just someone would randomly be like, nah, I'll take it. Because people just do that.
Well, I bet giraffepineapple.com is available as well.
Oh, God. I gotta look it up.
You know.
Because spelling giraffe is hard.
Yeah.
Kevin, I'm gonna look
just
this up.
Just like how I said
peanut
Halloween.
Butter, koala.
What?
Peanut butter, Halloween.
Yeah, Halloween. Oh, yeah, how he said we weren't gonna spell it right.
Oh.
Yeah, we spelled
it
right.
No, we didn't. No, I spelled it right.
Oh.
He spelled it wrong, I think. Did you?
No, I didn't.
I've been spelling it wrong on purpose ever since then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, that's the way to do it. But anyway, today's technically the 52nd episode of the League Pause. Well, in the 52nd week, so this is technically the 1 year date anniversary.
Rebecca, draftpineapple.com is available.
Is a cactusgenocide.com available?
I really like draft pineapple, though. Like, yeah. I can see.
Wait, how many F's are draft G I?
Cactus genocide?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that this morning about how it's technically, our year anniversary. Yes. Cactus genocide is also available.
Well, why didn't we do it today? I got my hair done.
Rebecca, you need to, what?
I got my hair done today. We should have done the year anniversary today. Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
Where were you going with that?
Well, I was going to say, you need to start a blog because all these domains are available. You need a giraffe pineapple blog and a cactus genocide blog because, seriously, it's available.
Just like
Cactus Genocide Cosplay. That's your new cosplay name.
All right. Cactus Genocide.
That's actually not a bad one.
I take a picture of you, I'm going to tag like video at game. Cactus Genocide Cosplay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It'll just be a blog about what food I don't like and how the temperature is always wrong and other things.
It's like a grouchy old lady blog.
Anytime there's a cactus in like a news broadcast, we're like, fuck this cactus. Yeah. Especially this one.
Fuck you, okay.
Yeah. We need to take care of that.
Because I have a cactus.
Well, I have a cactus too, but I don't treat him very nice.
He doesn't treat me very nice either. Of your cactus.
I try to pet him. Just blog about your cactus.
Is it an aloe?
It's a woolly mammoth cactus. I don't know. It's got fur on it.
And you try to pet it? Golden needles.
Yeah. I also have an aloe plant that my grandmother gave me.
Yeah. Do you treat that one with respect?
No. But they're both alive still.
Because they're cactuses.
Yeah. They don't give a
shit. You just like randomly go, oh yeah, water.
Yeah,
like,
that's it. Yeah. And that's really all you have to do.
Yeah. Cactuses are kind of forever. Okay. Yes, I think it is actually the 1 year anniversary today because I was sick 1 week.
Yes.
And normally now if we're sick or can't make it, we just do it the next day. But back then it was like, well, we have to do it on Saturday. I don't know why. I think it's when people were actually coming, like you and Kyle would came every week. So it was like, oh, we have to do it on Saturday. So I guess we're off a little bit, but that's okay. We're going to celebrate next week. 1 year.
Yes. And what are we going to do? Anything special?
I'm not telling. It's a surprise.
All right.
God.
Should we do it live? No.
Oh, yeah, we could do it live. Our 1 year. 1 year live anniversary.
Yeah.
Let's do it. What, on like Twitch?
No, we could do it on YouTube or we could do it on.
Yeah, we can do it. Next Saturday. All right, I'm saying this, guys. It's going to be awkward. Next Saturday, a little bit after noon. I mean,
at some time.
Sorry, Pacific. I'm sorry. Noontime, 12. Not afternoon.
Pacific Standard Time.
12 PST. That is 3 EST.
Midnight.
And 2
UTC.
2 Central.
Central. CST.
And 1 Mountain.
A mountain. Greenwich Mean Time. what time is that?
Oh, minus 8 p.m.
Minus 8.
No, we're minus 8. Greenwich is 0.
Right, plus 8.
So 8 p.m. Greenwich time.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
We'll be live streaming our podcast. Yeah, it was silent.
Will there also be a version that we put on for the regular listeners?
We'll record it and live stream it at the same time.
Oh, my God. Two things at once?
Yes.
That's going on the blog.
And watch, when we try to do it, it's not going to work.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
one of the items is going to fuck up. Either the live stream's going to fuck up.
It'll be live stream, because it will just be yelling and upset the whole time.
Yeah, and terrible like, things will be said.
We're done, that's it. Giraffepineapple.com. Why don't you talk about what you received in the mail yesterday?
What we got?
Oh, you want to wait?
Oh, I don't care. We can do it.
Oh, well, okay.
Come on.
You know how you like to use craft foam for your armor?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm such a bad cosplayer. I don't know, like whenever someone shares like a hack or like a thing that's probably known, I'm like so surprised by it, but everybody else probably has known it for years. I guess if you back the craft foam with like a muslin or a heavy duty fabric, it just like makes it way stronger instead of like, you know how it's kind of floppy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, then.
Or hodgepodge, I guess, is another thing people like to use on top of it.
Yeah, on top of that's it. Yeah, because you've got to make the top look like armor. Like metal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But I guess, yeah, if you back it with a heavy
treatment
fabric.
I did. Yeah, hodgepodge, and then you let it dry. You do it again, then you do it again. And then when you paint it, it looks cool.
Was it still kind of floppy, though, even with the hodgepodge on it?
I don't remember.
I wonder if the fabric would help, like just glue
it. I bet it would.
Yeah.
And just give it a kind of...
Instead of painting...
I think I broke a couple pieces.
Yeah.
You could sew it on the back or
glue it. No, you glue it.
Yeah, why would you sew it around the edge?
Because then it'll have a sewn line. It'll have
rip marks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so like,
it kind of...
Foam has rip marks, okay.
Yeah.
Didn't know that.
So if you glue it... Oh, interesting. Oh, all right.
See, okay, so you learned something, too. I'm not the only one.
I kind of refuse to do the easy, like, reasonable way, and I'll always end up spending probably more money on doing the weird way.
Yeah,
but
it's a learning experience.
It's funner for me, or more fun.
Funnerest, filled
for me to just wander around and just grab shit.
And try to figure
it
out.
And together.
That's kind of like, what was that character you did? Dragon Age character?
Oh, Flemeth.
Yeah, and you were like, she has like horns coming out of her hair. And you were like, I remember we were all talking, and you're like, I don't know how the hell I'm going to put those horns through her hair. And then like, you were just like, I was like, how'd you do it? How'd you end up doing it? And you were like, I just kind of like glued it on and then wrapped the hair around it and it was done.
Like, well, yeah, because I kept going, you know, planning it out. But I know there's some easy, like fantastic hack way to do this. And I'm not gonna figure it out. So I don't remember what I tried for her. I don't even know if I tried anything. And then I remember
you were just like,
I said, I'm cutting a hole through it. Bam. And then I just looked at it. I'm like, all right, we're done. It was like the day before, a couple of days before.
No, I remember asking you, and you're like, I haven't done it yet. And I was like, are you gonna finish?
I think you just get back into a corner and you start preening your feathers and just hacking holes in the wigs, you know?
That is cosplay,
Nothing else you can do.
Yeah.
I fucked it up because without the wig, you know, you can't.
You can't
the wig.
Do it.
So you're just like, okay, we got to do this. Because if you fuck up the wig, it's the same as not having it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Woo! That was good talk. Go ahead. Let's talk about it.
Talk about what?
Your new toy.
I don't need a new toy.
That's taking up the whole coffee table.
Oh, it's taking up a third of the coffee table.
Yeah. Go ahead. Let's go.
Oh, you want me to talk about it? You can talk about it.
Oh.
So we got a 3D printer. Oh, am I interrupting you after saying that you could do it? I'm sorry.
It's a 3D printer.
It is a 3D printer. It does stuff. It makes stuff.
It's green. You printing green things?
Right now...
We're getting rid of that.
Yes, I know. Well, yeah, I ordered the wrong material. But
anyways, yes, Kevin got a 3D printer.
Yes.
We tested one last night, and it printed a swan.
How long did that take?
About an hour. No, about 2 hours.
No,
about an
hour.
So you can make, like, a chess set.
Yeah.
Or Monopoly.
You could make a chess set, yeah.
No?
So it's a very... It's pretty detailed, if you want to look at it.
Yes, this is the particular one that we got is the Monoprice Select, it's called. It's basically a clone of any i3 model out there, so the Persa i3. It's technically made by Wan Hao, Wanhao, i3. It's pretty good. I like it so far. It's had a couple of issues, but they were all training issues by me. I made a couple mistakes, but... Yeah, it's pretty hard. It came with a small amount of PLA. It was just enough to make that swan there.
PLA?
Yes, it's a poly... It's a plastic that's based on corn, is what that is.
Oh, and so that's what they make library bags out of.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah.
This one's a...
So you can just toss it outside and it'll...
This will, you know, it'll probably take a couple hundred years to break down. But sure.
It'll break down.
All right. I accidentally ordered the green stuff is ABS plastic. It's a little harder to print, but it's more temperature stable.
It cools really fast. This takes a longer to cool.
Well,
so you could touch that and it could fuse to your finger
a little bit,
and you could die.
Yeah, I'll just explode. I like poke it, and then it'll be like
just takes out your eyes.
What do you think?
Tried hot candy,
pretty cool.
Like melted candy. Once got that all over my hand, it was like being in hell.
Yeah,
because
you can't get it off your finger.
Yeah, no, and so you just kind of have to wait.
Anyway, it's like hot glue. You have to wait for it to like kind of dry before you can get it off your finger.
You know, this is fantastic.
It is.
So, does it come pre-recorded with like the blueprints for something like
that?
It came with four or five.
They don't label them. They were just 1, 2, 3, 4 in the file.
So this was one of them.
That was number 3. I just randomly picked it and I said, let's print it and see what comes out.
But otherwise, we have to make our own like 3D. Like,
so you download them or do you write them?
You can do both. You can buy stuff, and there's some for free.
There's a lot of free ones out there. People have drawn stuff, but
they're like copyright. Like you can't like download it and then like sell it somewhere or something. But and you can, there's programs you can make your own stuff.
Just some CAD stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a few things that I got in the works right now.
Yeah.
We got a few more calibration tests to make sure that it's doing a good job. But I mean, judging by the quality of that swan, I think it's doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. You probably can't tell in the video. I was surprised by the detail of like the wings and stuff.
Yeah, it's got like feathers.
Yeah.
It's got face like, too, right?
Yeah, it also has a face. It's got an eyeball. It's pretty crazy.
So you can tell like overhangs are difficult because it's a little bit wonky in the neck bend area.
Oh, right here.
Yeah.
You could probably just like take a knife though and kind of like
sand it up.
Yeah.
But you're not supposed to do overhangs, so whatever. It still turned out nice.
Oh, they tell you not to?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's very difficult too.
It did it.
Mm. But,
cool.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, I'm excited to make some stuff with it.
Like the horns.
I'm going to see if I can make any cosplay stuff with it.
You make a lot with it. You just have to think, like, you do chess pieces, like detail pieces that people normally, like, put underneath the warbler. Like, this is pretty hard. Like.
Yeah, or like, you know, weird buttons or something.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
see something in an outfit and you're like, shit, you know.
Yeah, like how am I supposed to make that?
The closest possible thing. Yeah,
yeah.
That's going to be where
really
this is going to...
You can do really lightweight horns, because these, I mean, it's not, this is pretty dense.
Yeah, horns would be great, like specific ones.
Yeah, specific horns, like jewelry pieces, I don't know, accessories.
Claws. Yeah.
Claws,
you know.
Yeah.
Rings, anything,
like,
really.
Like nail things.
Yeah, or...
Go over your hand.
Because
like,
I think
you
with
could,
that...
like, attach it.
What was it? I think it was with Flemeth, right? She had a hand armor, and I kind of wonked it up because you know I was having fun.
Stressing out.
Yeah,
having fun. Yes,
yeah,
having
yeah,
fun.
Yeah. Or oh no, what was the one?
No,
for...
it was Anime Expo, right?
Yeah, who was she? Viola.
What's that game?
She'd be the best. Oh.
God,
I always
want to
say the wrong name.
Which one?
Soul Calibur.
Mm,
yes.
Yeah,
she
so
had the finger
long.
Thing.
I think that's
yeah.
what I was thinking of,
yeah.
actually.
Yours came out fine.
Well, yeah, fine. But now it could come out as something
oh,
I
like,
could kill
actually,
someone with.
That's true,
actually
yeah.
scratch someone
yeah.
with it. Probably poke someone's eye out. I mean,
yeah.
I mean this
It's pretty
this,
pointy.
Yeah.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's pretty firm.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to see what it's like to paint it.
Oh, I was just going to say that.
It paints just fine.
Yeah.
So, like...
But it has a texture.
So it has a texture, but you can get rid of the texture. With ABS...
Modge Podge.
It's actually easier than that.
Modge Podge.
What you do is...
ModgePodgeModge.com.
I forget what chemical you use for this, but for ABS, you just get acetone, and you put it in a bowl, and you heat up the bowl, and then you can just
And then you just
hover.
Watch your creation melt right in
well,
front of
you
because
don't
you did
dip
it wrong.
In there. But you just hold it over it.
Just go, oh.
It just, like, melts.
Well, so that's what people use to glue ABS parts together. So if you print, like, a multi-piece part,
acetone.
You can just paint acetone on one side and just stick it together, and it'll just glue together.
Mm.
But what you do, you heat it up, and the vapor boils
the
up. Yeah, and the vapor smooths it out, so then you don't get the ridges anymore.
Oh, you just hover.
Yeah, you just hover it. So what the guy recommended was you put a piece of aluminum foil in a bath of... I think it's methanol or something like that. You just set it in there, and then the vapors will take care of it for you. And it'll get a lot smoother and shiny and...
Not as rigid.
I mean,
texture.
Yeah.
It's minimal texture, but it's still, like, noticeable.
Yeah, I think if you hit it with a primer or something, it might even go away.
Yeah. Little filler.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, we'll get some more PLA, and
we'll
print it out.
Play with it more. But this was our test, buddy.
Yep. First piece that came off.
Whoop.
Go ahead and talk about Amazon.
So this week's episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Amazon.com. Visit elitecosplay.com/Amazon to visit to use our affiliate link. Any purchase that you make through our affiliate link gives us a small kickback. And those kickbacks help us create more videos and provide more content for you. So go ahead and go to Amazon.com. I mean, elitecosplay.com/Amazon. Bookmark that link, and that will just use our affiliate link.
Yes. Thank you for doing that. And if you have done that, it helps us a lot. Also, it's far away right now, I think. Don't forget to check out our store at elitecosplay.com/shop, where we have two awesome t-shirts that you can go check out.
Yes.
Love you. Okay. Don't talk about it.
It's a dirty swan butt.
Yeah. It kind of looks like swan poop. In 2 weeks, we're going to be opening up SakuraCon signups.
2 weeks?
Yeah. That came quickly. But you said you wanted to open them up 2 months prior.
Okay.
So that is 2 months prior.
Wow.
Yeah. SakuraCon is almost in 2 months. That's kind of scary.
It is.
Came quickly. Rebecca's like... Yeah.
All right.
Then where does that put Emerald City?
I think Emerald City is like a week or two after it. Usually they're back to back.
I don't have tickets. I'm pretending
either.
Like it's not even happening this year.
Oh, we just go.
I'm pretending like it was canceled.
Oh,
it's not, it never happened.
That's right, you guys. Emerald City Comic Con's canceled, according to Rebecca.
Yeah.
You've heard it here first.
I feel like I could buy a day ticket. Oh, yeah. A single day ticket, but no. I'm sorry. I can't. Well, I'm just ruining my own fun.
I just dribbled. Now I have to fix myself.
I'm sorry.
Whoa. Okay, yes. So we used to do, like, I think 5 weeks before a con to sign up, but since we're changing the way cons are happening, we're doing 2 months just to kind of, yeah, get that going.
To go along with our
new way we're doing photo shoots, which we're going to have a video come out about that hopefully this week. I want to finish it. There's a lot of video to go through. And we went through all the behind the scenes, some that you recorded.
Mm-hmm. It's good. Quality material.
Had to stabilize that.
Uh-huh. Was not paying attention for a lot of it. It was still...
It was good, though.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Still you.
You kept it all, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
100%. Even the out of focus bins.
Excellent. Yep. All right.
That's like 13 hours of footage.
Good.
And then Kevin and I recorded some talking over bits.
You don't have to explain how this video is going to go over.
Oh, okay.
You can just say, there's going to be
a
commercial.
It's coming out. Sorry for talking about it. Bye.
Kevin and I recorded bits.
We did. And it was really frustrating, and we yelled at each other. So yes. I have a lot of bitch faces that I took pictures of myself. Because I was not happy when we filmed that. Although the bits I cut out, I didn't look like Matt. So here's my bitch face, and then here.
Oh, that one's really good.
This one's a good bitch face. I'll post these on our website probably, but that one's a pretty good bitch face of me just being like,
no,
you did not. Yeah, you got anything for me
this week?
Yeah. Rebecca, you got anything for me?
No. I got my hair done.
Yeah, Rebecca got her hair done. It's kind of behind. There we go. Oh, yeah. How much did you get chopped off?
Not very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like maybe an inch, if anything.
A little refresher.
Yeah. She's like, hey, you know, come back and see me in a couple months.
And you're like,
I'll see you in 3 years. Bye.
You won't be here anymore, though, so... Oh. I know, I need to get my hair cut. I get it done like once every 2 years.
Oh yeah, that's me.
Like,
yeah.
People are like getting it done like twice a year or
what
something. I'm like, what?
People do it done like every few months.
Months. To keep it the same length, yeah.
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 And I was just like,
yeah. I used to work at a hair salon and people get their hair dyed. I mean, they're obviously more well off, but that their hair dyed like every 6 weeks. Like they do the root touch up and then.
They do that.
Yeah. And I was just like, it's so much. Because at my salon that I worked at, the root touch-up was just as much as getting an all-over dye.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Unless you had a really established relationship with the hairdresser. And it would be like, you had gone to that hairdresser for like 10 years.
Or you were their drug dealer
something. Yeah, and then the hairdresser would be like, this person gets half off for their like touch-up or whatever. Yeah, but it was like really rare.
Yeah,
because those people were like hardcore clients, and they were like, yeah, I'll do it for you cheaper, but yeah.
The bundle package. You come here for the next 15 years.
Yeah. You like sign your life away.
Pay up front.
Pay up front, yeah. People have like standing appointments. Like working at hair salons is really interesting. Like people have like standing appointments for like eyebrow waxes and like every like 3 weeks they'd come in, like, you know.
Like clockwork.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nail appointments. I guess I kind of have a standing appointment. In a way. Yeah, you got nothing for me?
I got nothing this week.
Wow, I supplied all the content, except for Rebecca's haircut.
Boatloads of complaints and stuff.
Oh, tell me.
They're not worth bringing up on here.
I love it when people complain.
Yeah, I really like, because I bitch a lot. And so when someone else bitches, I feel like I'm not alone.
Well, it was about Photoshop and like how much Photoshop is too much Photoshop.
Oh. All right. We'll talk about it. So we saw, okay, so... We know this person, kind of.
Is it me?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Rebecca, we need to talk about your Photoshop addiction.
I just look too good. I'm sorry.
We've seen them before. We know what they look like. And sometimes the Photoshop just goes too far. It's like, how much Photoshop is too much Photoshop? Right. And not in terms of like, oh, I'm adding like a machine gun thing in the background or right. something. Like, or not a composite, but like
liquify.
Yes. Like the liquify, and then like changing your facial features completely. Like the face doesn't even look much like you anymore.
Right. Like less cheekbones.
Does it look more like the character?
No.
No.
Oh. Then yeah. what's going on?
That's what I'm saying. We saw it this morning and we were like, wait, what?
Like, she, can I say, yeah, she like pushed in her stomach.
And well, we don't know if it was it could have been the person that took the photo.
But,
I mean, I can see like in a revealing outfit.
Yeah.
You know, kind of but toning and moving a few things around. But rearranging your face is interesting.
No, that's what I was focusing on more. Oh. I already know that God, this is hard to talk about. I already know that she liquefies herself.
Yeah.
And that's I don't care about that. Like whatever. That's a thing. I don't. Me too. If I'm gonna be like in a bikini, I'm gonna be like liquefy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna look at pictures of myself in a bikini. I mean, what's the point of that? Yeah. You fix it so that you're happy with it.
Yeah. But the face was so weird. It was like it didn't even look like her. I was like, whoa.
Huh.
And it was like one of the only pictures that happened in that, so it was really weird, and we were just like, it doesn't even look like her anymore. It's like the nose was longer and like the eyes were different shape, they're big.
Are you sure it was her? Maybe it was her stunt double in that photo.
I don't know if she posted it and was like,
it's me.
Yeah.
Actors do that though, right? Their stunt double is technically them, isn't it?
Yeah, but they don't get pictures taken yeah. of them.
It's not like,
but she was, you know, she was kind of acting then. I don't know what the rules are. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's just so kind
Kevin,
of interesting.
Kevin got really weirded out by the
face. Is it how she wishes her face looked?
Maybe. That might be. Or it could have just
her
been
face
like
isn't
the
like bad or anything. It was weird.
Personally, like, you know, you could want more cheekbones.
Yeah. Or like a different nose or something.
Yeah, so maybe it was just
better
one of those things where she's like, let's do this.
Yeah. I don't know.
This Photoshop.
It was weird.
Did it look good? Did it look natural? Like if you didn't know her?
No.
No.
Oh.
That's why I thought that she might have like a body image issue.
Well, okay. Pause.
100% of women.
Cutting this out?
No. Oh. Like, I don't
10
like.
10 out of 10 surveyed.
I don't like my body. I never have. Even when I was very thin, I thought I was like 300 pounds. So, I don't think I probably wish I had these features more so. I mean, I do that too. Like, you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, God, I wish I had this. I wish I, you know, like,
yeah,
I do weird things. Like, I wish my eyelids, I didn't have a, whatever you call it.
Folded.
The
creased.
I can't.
Hooded lid.
There yeah. you go. Like, I'm like, I wish I didn't have a hooded lid. Like, it's such a specific thing. Like, who cares, you know?
Well, it's when you look at yourself in the mirror
yeah.
every day.
Yeah. Like, I wish my nose was different. My eyebrows were different. Like, too much. And so that gets really in your head. And if you're pretty okay at Photoshop, you can just make that happen.
Yeah. Or was it kind of like going with the mood of the character, too? Like, was it kind of like a badass character?
So no, more the character. Okay, I'll say this.
Like, I don't know.
The character was so basic. It was like, why you don't you like your regular face would have been fine.
Hashtag regular face.
Hashtag regular face. People love your regular face. I don't know. Yeah, Kevin saw that and was like, why did you do that?
But yeah,
yeah.
Something to think about.
Yeah. Love your face.
I've never photoshopped my face. I always just look at it. Oh, damn it. Oh, God. Sweet Jesus. You know, I should learn how to fix things for myself.
Maybe we should get you some Photoshop.
I don't know. It's scary.
It's like instant plastic surgery.
Better makeup. Through Photoshop.
More like contouring.
More
through Photoshop.
Contour, I'm afraid. I don't know.
What do you think about, like, have you ever considered, like, plastic surgery at all?
I think about, in the future, how easy it's going to be to get plastic surgery, and that's kind of refreshing
like
to me.
Like, how?
I don't know. Well, my mom talks about things, like, that her mom has going on, like, you know, the stuff under the arm. I'm touching under my, what is this, a
the
forearm?
Flabby.
The tricep.
No, not forearm, the tricep. Yeah, you know, where it kind of, you know, eventually, or around the neck.
Oh, the waddle. Yeah.
There's a part right here where you could just lift it up a little bit, and my grandmother would look like, whoo, you know?
Yeah.
But for me, plastic surgery is not something I'm actively thinking about.
Yeah.
Like, I look at myself, I'm like, ugh, what? But, you know, then you I kind of forget like... about it when I step away from the mirror.
Yeah.
You know? Very old.
See, you're lucky you don't watch these videos.
What videos?
Like the videos that like we're in.
Oh.
Like, and I like when I edit the
I used to because I'm obsessed with myself.
Like when I edit like the like
I take screenshots when I go, oh, I look cute there.
New
that was like
profile
the first few
pick.
Yeah, the first few videos. I had like a whole bunch of screenshots on my iPad.
All I'm thinking is, Jesus Christ, I'll get it together.
Well, yeah,
stop
that's
making
the
that
other
face
part. Like,
on
come
camera.
On. So, you know, you kind of just go, it's something you need to fix yourself.
Yeah.
You automatically go there. I think I go there, too. I'm like, God, you know, damn it. You know, then I don't go, well, I could just go get that fixed.
Yeah, okay.
You know,
I
don't know. I
was looking at local plastic surgeries, and I found someone, you know, they have, like, the before and after pictures all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just scrolling through, and I found someone I went to high school with, and I was like, oh!
Oh. They got surgery?
Yeah, they got plastic surgery.
Oh.
And it was one of those things where he just did his chin, because he had, like, no chin, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got a surgery, so he has, like, an actual, like, chin now.
Oops. Yeah.
And I noticed, because we're friends on Facebook, and I noticed that he looked different, but I thought it was like, oh, we just grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And like he just
so it was good.
Grew into himself. Yeah.
So it looks nice.
It was like yeah, I saw the pictures and I was like, yeah, he did look like that. And now he does look like that. It was like one of those things where it was like, you know, he obviously didn't talk about it on Facebook or anything. And I just, yeah, assumed it was like, oh, he just kind of like did something and now he has that. So I was like surprised. I was like, oh.
That's nice.
So that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. That's when it's good, and then you just hope it doesn't snowball.
I know, that's what would be my paranoia, is, like, I would, like, be like, okay, I'm gonna
yeah,
choose to get this.
Once you do it once, right. All of a sudden it becomes, like, a you know, an option
or
for everything.
Or it doesn't, just the one doesn't look the way I wanted it to.
Yeah, and you're
to.
Like, oh, let's just do this, oh, let's just do that.
Like,
oh,
you try to keep fixing
this,
it.
Yeah, and then
yeah.
All of a sudden...
You end up on that botched show.
Yeah, you end up on Botched on E!, which is a great show, by the way. Watch it.
Yes. It's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Well, what did you want to get done?
My chin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait,
I don't
like,
have, like...
Superman chin?
Like, it's this. Like, my mom has it, too. Like, it, like,
yeah.
extends. It does... There's no chin.
Oh. How much
yeah.
does that cost?
Like, $5,000.
Yeah?
Yeah. So that's why I found that guy from high school, because he had the chin surgery.
That would be a GoFundMe.
Oh, GoFundMe.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. I guess this isn't a business you're starting.
Please help Holly get a chin.
For chin modeling.
Chin
Just the chin.com.
Just
check it.
I got it.
You model helmets and chin straps, just like you're the you zoom in.
Yeah,
click.
And then, yeah, it's just the side picture of the chin. Yeah, there's that chin model. Hey.
Yeah, I was gonna ask like what chin models do.
Oh yes, they scarves, really close ups of scarves.
Yeah, like the bottom
necklaces. Necklaces.
You see pictures like that. Just wonder if that's a specific model.
Oh man,
there's only one model.
There's just one chin model.
Oh, maybe
you could be her.
I need to not. If you put .com, does it like change it?
Yeah, it doesn't do any. It doesn't return the right
chin.
Results.
Just the chin is available.
What? Wait, it's like every website available?
Yeah.
Come on.
How come like whenever I search for something that I kind of want to do, it's taken, and then when I'm just joking around, what was it? Cactus genocide. Just the chin.
Giraffe. Penis helmets.
Giraffe pineapple.
Well, I'm not going to say the obvious thing, which is these ones we just came up with are dumb.
Oh. But is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mounty robot. We got a Lee cosplay.
We got a Lee cosplay, like, it was, like, super lucky. Because these people in Brazil owned it, and they, I think they kind of stopped just doing their website or whatever, and so we took it in like 2 months or so. There was a time when it was available.
Yeah,
it had been available for a couple months, and we just thought of the names. I don't even know how we thought of it, and mm-hmm. we just were like, "Oh, is it available? It's available. Take it." And now there's places like Cosplay Elite on Facebook and Twitter, and then like Elite's Cause was around for a while. I don't think it's around anymore. So we at the right time, we're just like, this name, okay. And it was so easy. And now all these things are very similar to our name. And I'm like, did we just get really lucky?
I think we did.
Yeah. Yeah. Bouncy Robot's a weird name, though.
Is it?
Yeah. It's kind of like, funny. No one would think about that. It's cute. It's not like bad. It's just not something that people would say. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was a great podcast about websites.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. Please join us for our next podcast. It will be a live stream. YouTube?
Sure.
Okay.
We could do it on Twitch, too. We could do it on both channels.
Oh, God. I think the computer would, like, start freaking out.
No, I don't think so. I think you could probably do both.
For the podcast right now, I'm just going to say YouTube. If it changes, we will update, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah, live stream 12 Pacific time. So if you live elsewhere, you can figure it out.
It'll be another time.
Yeah, it'll be a different time for you. On Saturday, the... Oh, God.
Something or other.
7 plus 9.
Oh, 16th. Saturday the 16th.
At noon.
At 12.
2016.
If
you're watching this or listening to this
the
wrong
year. Oh, yeah, if you're listening
year.
To this later, yeah. So, yeah, that'll be fun. We're going to have a party. Literally. Don't forget to go to Lee Cosplay.
And figuratively.
Yes. In our imaginations. Don't forget to go to leecosplay.com/Amazon to support our affiliate link, and leecosplay.com/shop to check out our super cool t-shirts. And don't forget to go to giraffepineapple.com to check out Rebecca's blog.
This guy.
Yeah. And Cactus Genocide.
Big stuff.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.